You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
This show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Here's your host.
Hey, everybody. It's Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. We appreciate Craftsman for their involvement. So most of us know a guy named Dave Despain. He has been doing a show for years called Wind Tunnel. And today, just matter of fact, yesterday on Friday, his show debuted on the Dave Despain Show on MAV TV. And we have him on the show here to talk about it today. Dave, well, first of all, congratulations. Let's talk about your new show.
My pleasure. What a great gig this has turned out to be.
Well, you know, if we could just talk about what we love, I mean, how lucky are we, right?
Exactly. You just nailed it. You know, I've been doing this business full-time, making my living in television since 1982, if that's possible.
God bless you.
This is very close to the top in terms of just level of enjoyment. It's such a privilege to get to interview. I should back up. We are basically doing a half-hour racer interview show, a one-on-one in-depth interview with the racer of that particular week. It's a weekly show every Friday night, re-airing on Sunday night. So last night's debut episode with John Force, for those who missed it, was a half-hour conversation with, you know, the all-time great funny car racer. And anybody who knows anything about John Force knows that's a pretty wild ride to have a half-hour conversation.
You know,
with John is.
I got to tell you, and isn't he the best, right?
Yeah, he's just fascinating. But the thing is, there are multiple levels to John, and this is kind of a constant that I think we see throughout the shows. In John's case, you have the wild and crazy guy who, you know, brags about setting himself on fire all over the world, and drag racing is just like sex, it lasts about 4 seconds, and all those lines that we've heard him do before.
Right, he saw Elvis at 1,000 feet.
Exactly. he tells the best version of the Elvis at 1,000 feet story I have ever heard.
And I'll tell you, I heard it the first time about 10 years ago, just so you know. So we've all heard it, I'm sure.
It probably has gotten better with the embellishment.
I think you're probably right. Exactly.
But the part about the Budweiser guys coming to rescue him, I'd never heard that.
Oh,
he climbed out of the car, and Kenny Bernstein was in the other lane when this happened, and was, you know, then the Budweiser king. So a couple of his crew guys come running over to try to rescue John in their Budweiser drive, you know, their Budweiser costume.
Oh, it's too funny.
And he thought somebody was bringing him a beer.
Oh my God.
Anyway, but the point is that underlying that is this really serious-minded, smart guy who tells a heartwarming story about his relationship with his wife.
Yeah.
She's been very strained by racing in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And he talks about, for the first time that I've ever heard, and he claimed the first time ever, first of all, how that came about, and B, how they reconciled that. And it's a fascinating commentary on racing. Short version is, his daughter, Ashley, when she became a championship-contending funny car racer, gained a new appreciation for what her dad had been going through his entire life.
I imagine so.
Passed that on to mom and said, you need to cut dad a little slack.
Wow.
And they had this whole, I mean, there's a lot more to the story. I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
But, the point of that, I think, is that in this context, this environment, you get the opportunity to dig until you get to those nuggets. And that's what makes the show special.
Well, guess what?
You haven't heard before.
We're going to do that with you on this show.
I'm in trouble.
No, I don't think so. I think you wear your heart on your sleeve there, and people can see what kind of a gracious man you are. And you've taught me how to be a better broadcaster just watching you. So thank you for that. We're going to take a break. We're talking with the great Dave Despain, everybody. His brand new show, which debuted last night, April 25th on MAV TV. You can check it out, of course, at mavtv.com, mavtv.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports and great interviews like ours right now with Dave Despain. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Craftsman. America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.